Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Adaptive Markets Financial Evolution at the Speed of Thought by Andrew W. Lowe is a nonfiction economics and finance book that challenges the idea that markets are either fully rational or hopelessly irrational. Instead, Lowe proposes the Adaptive Markets Hypothesis, a framework that treats investor behavior as shaped by evolution, learning, and changing market conditions. The book explains why market efficiency can hold in some settings but break down in periods of stress, uncertainty, or rapid change. Drawing on psychology, evolutionary biology, neuroscience, and artificial intelligence, it connects academic finance with practical investing and regulation, rather than offering a simple rejection of classical finance. The book argues that standard theory is incomplete and must be extended to account for how people actually behave in competitive environments. Its purpose is both explanatory and corrective to give readers a more realistic model of markets, and to show how that model can inform portfolio management, crisis prevention, and financial policy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the adaptive markets hypothesis as a middle ground between EMH and behavioral finance. The central contribution of the book is its attempt to move beyond the long-running split between efficient market theory and behavioral critiques. Lowe does not claim that the efficient market hypothesis is useless. Instead, he argues that it is incomplete because it assumes a level of stable rationality that does not always match real conditions. The adaptive markets hypothesis presents market participants as organisms responding to incentives, risks, and changing environments. In stable periods, competition can make markets look highly efficient. In unstable periods, however, instinct, fear, and short-term survival strategies can dominate. This middle ground view matters because it avoids the weak point of many finance debates, the tendency to treat markets as either perfectly logical or fundamentally broken. Lowe's framework allows both efficiency and inefficiency to appear as normal outcomes of the same system, depending on context. That makes the theory more flexible and more useful for understanding real-world finance. Secondly, how evolution and learning shape investor behavior under pressure. A major theme of the book is that investor behavior is not fixed. Lowe uses evolutionary thinking to explain why people adapt, learn, and sometimes revert to primitive responses when stress rises. Financial choices are influenced by instincts that were shaped long before modern capital markets existed, so reactions to loss, uncertainty, and competition can be immediate and emotional. The book draws on psychology and neuroscience to support the idea that decision-making is context-dependent rather than purely analytical. In practical terms, this means investors may behave rationally when information is clear and time is available, but resort to heuristics when conditions become unstable or overwhelming. This helps explain why bubbles can grow, why panic selling occurs, and why strategies that work in one regime fail in another. The emphasis on adaptation gives the book its distinctive analytical style. Markets are not static machines, but changing ecosystems in which behavior evolves as the environment changes. Thirdly, the failure of market efficiency in crises and structural instability. Lowe uses major financial disruptions to show where conventional efficiency theory breaks down. The book pays close attention to moments when prices stop reflecting information in a smooth and orderly way, and instead amplify fear, leverage, and feedback effects. Crises are important in the argument because they reveal the limits of models built on normal conditions. In calm markets, assumptions about arbitrage and competition can appear convincing. In periods of panic, liquidity can evaporate and participants may all move in the same direction. The result is not simply random noise, but a recognizable pattern of systemic instability. By framing crises as evolutionary episodes, the book suggests that surviving firms and strategies are selected by the market environment, while others disappear. This approach helps readers understand why breakdowns are not exceptions outside the theory, but central evidence for why the theory needs revision. The 2008 financial crisis is part of this broader interpretation of instability and adaptation. Fourthly, hedge funds, competition, and the evolutionary ecosystem of finance. One of the book's most concrete applications is its treatment of hedge funds and active investment management. Lowe describes parts of modern finance as a kind of Galapagos Islands, where firms and strategies evolve under intense competitive pressure. Hedge funds are useful in this framework because they demonstrate rapid experimentation, survival, imitation, and failure. They also show how financial innovation can create new forms of opportunity while introducing new fragilities. Rather than presenting hedge funds only as symbols of excess or sophistication, the book uses them as laboratories for observing adaptive behavior in action. This perspective is important because it shifts attention from abstract pricing formulas to the ecology of institutions, incentives, and market structure. It also suggests why regulation and risk management must evolve alongside financial innovation. When strategies spread too widely or leverage builds up invisibly, the environment changes, and once successful approaches can become dangerous. The evolutionary lens gives a more dynamic way to interpret modern asset management. Lastly, what the framework implies for regulation, risk management, and future crises. The book is not only diagnostic. It is also normative in the sense that it asks how finance should be improved. If markets are adaptive systems, then regulation cannot rely on one permanent rulebook or on the assumption that participants will always behave in predictable ways. Instead, policymakers and investors need tools that account for changing regimes, evolving incentives, and the possibility of sudden stress. Lowe's argument implies that risk management should be more flexible and more attentive to market ecology, not just statistical averages from the past. This makes the book especially relevant to regulators, portfolio managers, and institutional investors who need to think in terms of resilience rather than short-term optimization alone. The practical value lies in recognizing that a strategy can be efficient in one environment and dangerous in another. By connecting theory to policy, the book stands out from more purely academic finance texts. It shows how a richer model of behavior can lead to better monitoring, better design, and a more realistic approach to preventing future crises. In conclusion, Adaptive Markets is best suited for readers who want a serious, conceptually rich explanation of how financial markets actually behave. Investors, finance professionals, economists, regulators, and advanced general readers will all find value in its attempt to reconcile standard theory with the realities of panic, adaptation, and institutional change. The book is especially useful for readers who already know the efficient market hypothesis and want to understand why that model remains influential, even though it fails to explain every market episode. Its practical benefit is not a simple trading rule, but a deeper framework for judging when market conditions are stable, when they are changing, and why strategies that once worked may stop working. What makes the book stand out is its interdisciplinary method. Rather than relying only on economics, Lowe incorporates psychology, biology, neuroscience, and artificial intelligence to build a more complete account of market behavior. That broader lens gives the book unusual explanatory power and makes it more original than most books in finance, which often argue for or against efficiency without offering a richer alternative. If you would like to support Andrew W. Lowe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.